Okay. Would you ever call something like that an exit ramp?
Yes. That's the first exit from the highway.
Okay, now what about the one to get back on the highway?
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
Entry?
Okay, entry. Would you ever call it egress ramp?
Oh, no, I never heard that. What?
Egress.
I've never heard that.
Okay, all right. Are there any roads or streets here in Wiggins that you could only get on at certain places or that handle traffic only in one direction?
One-way street?
Okay, yeah, something like that. Do you have any other names for particular kinds of streets or avenues, like the term boulevard, causeway, anything to you?
The causeway was in Chicago. Boulevard was in Chicago, and I don't know the difference.
As far as you're concerned, the boulevard and the causeway?
No, I thought boulevard was like a street.
Okay, same thing as a street.
Yeah, or avenue. I thought the causeway was felt like a major, there's a causeway in Gulfport. It was something like a highway, you know, it's like a, expressway or something. Not,
yeah.
Not that fast, but something in order.
That handles more traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than a boulevard, I thought.
Okay. What are the, I think you mentioned this when we were talking a few minutes ago, but what would you consider the main streets in town to be?
In this town or any town?
This town.
Over 49. That's the main streets in town.
Okay.
There's a traffic light, but excuse me.
Anything besides that?
Oh, there's College Avenue, and I guess the other one's Front Street. I guess that's Front Street. I'm not sure.
Does this street or road have a name? Are there any other streets around here?
No,
it's kind of out in the country.
Yes, that's it. They get on the highway.
Okay. Let me ask you this. In any town that you've been in, a place where you would see railroad track going above the street, you know, you could drive right under. Do you have a name for that? Did you pick that up in Chicago? Have you ever heard it used in this area by other people?
Okay, most of them wouldn't know it.
Did Chicagoans ever use any other word?
I don't know.
Like underpass or overpass?
Yeah, but that's like a highway going over under, isn't it?
Okay, I'm trying to find out.
Oh yeah. Well, here they call it underpass and overpass because it's one in Wiggins and they call it the underpass.
And that would be for a train?
No, they don't have that
traffic
here.
Okay.
I don't know anyone, a train that goes over anywhere. Or under. Yes, there's one in Harrisburg. I'm sorry to say that, but they call it underpass in Harrisburg.
Okay. What about some different terms for types of parking that you do with the car?
Parallel parking?
Say if you were at a shopping center, you know those slanted lines that you
have to
drive in at an angle, nothing for that. Anything where you, like you have to park at a 90 degree angle with the curb, you know, straight ahead with the curb, anything for that?
No, what is your name for?
Well, like for the shopping center, angle parking.
I've never been referred to that.
Or head-on parking.
No, never heard that one.
Okay.
Angle maybe, but not head-on.
What about these things that the fireman hooks up his hose to, you know, for the water supply? You just call that a
fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's tough. What about in a bigger city, there are buildings that are constructed just for parking. You know, you drive up and you go around and around and you find a place to park. What about a name for that? The buildings?
Right for parking.
Okay, no special name?
That I can think of.
Let me try a few out on you, like parking garage.
Yeah. Parking garage, I've heard that.
Okay, what about parking deck?
I've heard it, but it wasn't as prevalent as the parking garage.
Okay, and the term is?
What?
That we're talking about is?
The deck that's on top, right? For the parking.